Thank you so much, and good afternoon, distinguished colleagues. And many thanks that you are returning back the floor to our delegation to introduce another aspects of this working paper. Mr. Chairman, in the previous occasion, as I highlighted, that the S&T issues that we have agreed in the review conference and thereafter in the meeting of the state parties, we agreed on the certain topics, and among those certain topics was the first, which we highlighted that the risks along with the benefits should be addressed. Indeed, our working paper contributes to that kind of the understanding which has been reached in the previous occasions. We have deliberately tried to bring the main elements upon which in the we have agreed, and review of science and technology, development relevant to the convention, including for the enhanced implementation of all articles, and dot, 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 and where it goes as the identification of potential benefits and risk of the new science and technology development. Mr. Chairman, I think that it is one of the areas that we have to concentrate in this session. So therefore, I would like to highlight paragraphs that we have introduced, along with the other paragraphs which has been addressed other aspects of the S&T, including biosafety, biosecurity, codes of conduct, and et cetera. In our working paper, we have said that at least you can see in the paragraph 5 that new research requirements in different fields of bioscience, particularly in the following areas, make the implementation of Article 10 of the Convention relevant to the S&T developments, which I highlighted in the previous occasion in my intervention, that there are the interrelationship between biosafety, biosecurity, S&T, and other aspects of the issues. And promotion of international cooperation, and imperative, vaccine and biological production and research. These are the areas we think that these S&T developments could help. Molecular epidemiology and genome sequencing. The detection and rapid diagnostic keys of biological agents and other areas. Scientific exchange of information as well as exchange of research with respect to the national health infrastructure system, and the last, scientific exchange of materials and equipment. Of course, in another paragraph, in paragraph 6, we have highlighted again that new techniques, in our view, that in molecular biology open new opportunities for the development of the useful products. And these products may include new diagnosis toolkits, therapeutics, and vaccines against infectious diseases, etc. So our working paper is there. But last but not least, what we have asked that that to be fair about S&T, we should focus on the all items equally, not to go about the one item or another item, compromising the first item, which, as I told, that indeed we have agreed in the review conference and thereafter in the meeting of the state parties, that this issue of the benefits should be highlighted and common understanding should be reached on this issue. So therefore, in our view, that taking into account these elements that we have proposed, I hope that in the sessional process, there would be a good opportunity for which our dear friends, along with the working papers, they have highlighted the benefits, could come with the certain measures, whatsoever you can say, the common understanding or the effective action on certain measures, upon which highlights the positive aspects of the S&T. For that, Iran is well prepared to engage with the other colleagues, along with the mandate which has been given to this group. Of course, we might address the risk as well, but to be fair, we should as well address the positive aspects of this issue, which has been highlighted. I saw that at least that many delegations highlighted in their working papers that the issue of the risk should be addressed along with the benefits. It has been something almost all countries has been highlighted that issue. In our working papers as well, we have highlighted that concept. Many thanks to you.